He said that if you love me, you love my Father, we will come and make our abode with you. Didn't he say it? And when he was here, he said, I'm going to send the Holy Ghost. And he's going to come as the Father sent him. I'm going to ask the Father. He'll send the Holy Spirit. He's going to make his abode in you. Sounds like we got all three of them.
Amen.
That's what that sounds like to me. So here's the Father, here's the Son, here's the Holy Ghost, here you are. And of course, you know, the Holy Ghost dwells in your spirit. And he said, your body belongs to me. We're talking about supernatural. And since God is living in me, God is living in you, and we give him full rights to lead us and guide us in these matters. Don't you think he can keep our body well?
Yes.
So he said, the least you can do is present your body as a spiritual place of worship.
Yes, yes.
That's what you keep your body. That's what your body for is a place God dwell in there. And it's a spiritual place of worship. Your body is a house that you worship God in. Your spirit, you worship God with your spirit, but your body is the house you worship God in. You got it now? And so he said, now watch what he said now. What is this doing? I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed, verse 2, and do what? Be not conformed to this world. Be not what? Conformed, thinking, acting, living, doing like the world in your mind. What happened? You just read, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's become what? A new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed how? By the renewing of your mind. Your mind got to be transformed to think like God think. Think in the realm. Like God think. You think faith. You think peace. You think joy. You think victory. You think strength. You think love. You think faith. You think grace. Amen.
Amen.
You think prosperity. You think joy. You think peace. You think victory. You never consider the failure.
Amen.
Amen. Renew your mind. I can't fail. So if you renew your mind tell you, I can't do that. Then you start your mind in control because the scripture said, I can do all things.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
I can do all things. But you start saying, I can't do that. I can't do that. And you build that on the inside of you and your spirit man say, I don't want it. And you keep chugging it in. You keep chugging it in and just squashing him down. Next thing you know, it's all you talk about. I can't. I can't. I can't. I don't have. I don't have. I can't afford. I can't afford. I don't see it. I don't see it. I can't do it. Can't do it. Nobody, nobody, nobody ever helped me. Oh, everybody do me wrong. And here you go, a victim. Walking around. I can't. And you got the great, you got the life of God in there. You won't feed it. Got the nature of God in there, inside of you, and you won't let it loose. But your mind is unrenewed, so you tell everybody you live that way. You see your husband, you tell him how you can't. You see your wife, say, I know it. You can't either. I can't. Maybe I don't know if we're going to make it together. I don't think we can. We got evidence of it. I wouldn't dare call the person name that I married the people, and they married 2 weeks. Shame, shame, shame. Some are wrong. I sit them down and counsel, shared the word with them just like I did everybody else. Somehow that word didn't get there. Worked for them 2 weeks and they were gone. Some had worked 6 months and they gone. Some a few years. But I'm glad that it worked for me and my wife a lifetime. I don't know which one is going to outlive. I ain't concerned about that. I'm just going to live till I die. All right. Amen. And when I'm gone, I ain't concerned about nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. People get all concerned. But back to this can't. I can't. But you got to renew your mind to the things of God. Now watch. Now notice what this word said. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Why? That you may prove. Now, that you may do what?
Prove.
See, y'all, see how y'all respond? That you may what?
Prove.
And see those sluggish prove. That's why we don't get stuff. Because y'all were acting alive because you waiting on me to do something else. But we're getting you set for the year so you can get the increase that's coming.
Yes, sir.
And you just sit there, you're going to be, when the rest of them is going on up, they're going to look back and there you way down there. Help me. Too late. You should have took. Hallelujah. See, people look to people to help them. I'm going to say it again. People look to people and things to help them. But all the help you need is right here. And this written word, y'all better hear what I'm about to say. This written word is all about the living word. Will tell you, the Spirit will tell you, teach you, lead you, guide you, show you, help you, work with you over and over again to get this on the inside of you, and you don't have to beg nobody.
Yes.
But we got this system, this world system, we believe somebody will handle something. That's a curse on us. Soon we get a little tight spot, we're looking out some government program to help us. When you hear this word, you ought to change your minds. I'm not looking to no man. I'm looking to my God.
Yes.
To help me.
Yes,
so what if you own it? Don't marry the thing. Don't shout me down when I get to preaching good. That you may prove what is that what? See, there's a good will of God. There's a what? There's a good will of God. That you may prove what is that good and what? There's an acceptable will of God. In other words, he'll accept if you accept it, that's what you want, he'll let you have it. Everything, just because it's good, may not be God's will for you to have that. Oh, God, that's so good. She looks so good to me. Somebody said, I don't know if there's a fit, but I'm going to stick it in here. Somebody said he got married to his wife. He said, first 6 months, man, I could eat up. Last 6 months, he said, I wish I had her.
Yeah.